Our good mate Husey has always been on this show, Husey Tuesday, but for a change because it's Monday.
Husey Monday.
Husey.
Legends. I've missed you, you know that.
Husey, we've missed you, and we want to know.
There was a real pause there.
No,
briefly.
Real pause.
Feb gave me nothing.
I have personally really missed you, Husey, and we all want to know how things are going because we know here in Melbourne we listened to you on the drive home after Carrie and Tommy.
6 p.m. It's great. It's the hour of great stuff.
The hour of power.
No, the hour of great stuff. 6 p.m. Husey, Ed and Aaron, don't miss it. Yeah, and via podcast as well, all Melbourne. Just remember, you can podcast.
Don't pump up podcasts, mate.
No, during the day I'm talking about. I'm not talking about in the morning. I'm talking about
breakfast. We already get that in the morning. There's a breakfast podcast that gets pumped up in our slot.
Yeah, right. No, don't worry about the podcast. Forget about the podcast. Listen live or don't listen at all.
Now, how is, because people who don't know, you and Ed and the wonderful Aaron Molan, and I know this from inside intel, you are absolutely smashing it for Sydney breakfast. Yeah. You're doing it up there.
Yeah,
how's Sydney going? Tell us about Sydney.
Sydney is, what can I say about Sydney? It's different to Melbourne. There's, look, some people would say the weather's better. I would not say that here now. You know, I wouldn't say that.
Do they know you in Sydney?
They know. Look, I'm.
How do you not know Husey?
I know, but he's. Park and perms have been getting in his way and he's getting angry down there in Sydney.
You could get to the top of Mount Everest and there'd be a Sherpa going, is that Husey? Like, everyone knows Husey.
No, look, to be honest, I am staying in Chinatown where they don't know me as well. So. But you know what? Which I don't mind that. So, yeah.
Which
so,
is good.
Absolutely, it's good. I get to hang out, you know, and just be me, you know, just eating my. Japanese food.
Is that your go-to? It's in Chinatown.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, look, obviously, very different cultures.
Are you going to live in Chinatown?
Yeah. That's awesome.
And eat Japanese?
Well, all right. Now, can I? Japan and China are very different. I know that. They're different places. Yes, they are, Fev.
What's I'm angry in Mandarin?
I don't know, mate. My wife actually wants me to learn Mandarin so that I can take on the Chinese market. So.
I think Husey's got a problem, Boxy.
How are you going with the early mornings again, Husey? Because this isn't your first run at brekkie.
No. You know, melatonin is something I've been taking every night to the point that I think I'm addicted to it. So,
really?
Yeah, two pills a night.
Wow.
Are you allowed to have two pills?
Well, one pill. It says one
doesn't
pill.
Doesn't do enough, does it?
It says one pill on the bottle. But you know what? I can afford another bottle. You know?
I'm always a two dropper.
Yeah, right.
I'm always a two because I reckon one doesn't quite cut it. You go three, you're out. Yeah. Two, perfect.
You know, the bottle doesn't know the genius that me and Fev were, the levels that we're on and how highly strung we are and the fact that we need something to knock us out.
Yeah, and you can't get addicted to anything that makes you not off.
Absolutely,
I know that for
you
a fact,
can't.
So.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's either a painkiller. No, what?
Hey, just a quick one.
Yeah.
On your old co-host, Katie, she's gone over to another station.
She has.
Have you guys been chatting? What's
you know
happened?
What? Thanks for bringing that up. Kate Langbrook is on Husey. We Have a Problem tonight.
Is she?
Which is on after the amazing race, which is what I'm focused on. So, yeah, you'll see. And we discuss the fact that we've split up.
Great.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and it gets a little bit awkward.
Was it awkward?
It's a bit awkward, I'm not going to lie. So when, we caught up with Kate in Sydney and then, do we ring Aaron to come out?
Oh,
that's like,
oh, no.
It's like
bringing your ex-wife
and
your current wife. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't tell Aaron about that dinner and then, but she's all over Instagram, so she knows it's happened. So, yeah.
Did you have to explain yourself the next day to Aaron?
Well, I just said, you know, we've got to get it for breakfast radio, so you need to go to bed. So.
Have you accidentally called Aaron Kate yet? Because I know these guys have
called
me Byron 75 times.
A listener did the other day. And then you know what Aaron said? Because Aaron is a bloody firecracker. She's got no filter. She said, oh, yeah, I heard that she didn't want this job. And we're like, come on. Aaron, don't be like that. You know.
You know it's true, but don't say it.
Husey, we love you.
That's
and we can't
that
call you as
report.
Regularly as we did, but we will be watching you tonight. All new Husey, We Have a Problem tonight, 8:30 on 10.
That's huge.
Drop in, our dear friend, whenever you're down.
Why don't you ring me? You never ring me anymore.
We
you know,
ring
no
you.
Available.
You've got 15 minutes to get back to Sydney, so you better get going.